Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie is here and she's pissed because of what happened last night on The Bachelorette.
Do you hear that?
Hey, yes. Well, that's the wrong button. Hang on.
Close enough.
So close.
Do you hear that?
No.
That's Annie's sizzling attitude.
Yes.
Sizzling. It's my brain right now. If you didn't know. You didn't know. Did you? Miss you, Joe.
Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're on week six, and I just don't even know how we're already.
How many weeks are there?
I think there's like 50 at this point. I don't know. 10
It's like a
maybe?
Pregnancy. It's like 40 weeks, I'm thinking. So
if you're just getting in, Hannah B. is our bachelorette. We're down to 9 guys, I'm pretty sure.
Nine.
I don't know. There still
nine
seems.
Guys.
They showed a guy last night. I was like, who is that?
He's been going under the radar the
yes.
whole time.
Mm-hmm. You know, the producers are like, you're boring. We're not showing you. All right. So this week was difficult for me. My stream of consciousness during this 2-hour hellstorm was similar to that of my dear friend, Dave Matthews.
Cornhole.
Like my buddy DM, I zoned out for a minute or two or 45. What did I zone out on, you may ask? Oh, just the pure joy I felt when she finally sent Luke P. home.
Oh. Game towers tonight. It doesn't make sense.
So is this it? Does that mean I go home tonight?
Yes. And I just want you to respect that.
For those
or
of you
not.
Just hopping on the batchy train, we were here to refer to Luke P. as the woat that is worst of all time. Luke P. is the poster child for a manipulative, selfish, lying sack of you-know-what. The war is over, kids. Yes, I'm involving myself. I fought the good fight, I guess we prevailed. I'm kidding, of course. Of course she didn't send him home. That would be crazy, a
no.
rational thing to happen.
She said respect
on
me.
The Bachelorette.
She had respect her decision.
Luke P. pulls the ultimate, I'm going to fight for my woman card. Let me paint a scene for you, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So she gives him the boot, right?
Yeah.
He starts walking towards the car, the Escalade that takes them away,
okay.
Bangs a hard Larry into the woods.
What?
Did he jump a fence?
And he's just going back to join the hyena pack wherever he came from.
Hyenas don't live in the woods.
Well, they might. In this, the Bachelorette woods, they do.
There are trees in the safaris.
Don't ruin her
yes,
jokes with your
woodland creatures. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You don't know what happens near the Bachelorette mansion, okay?
You're right.
There's hyenas.
I don't know what happens in Calabasas.
He stomps his Gaston ass back into the date. Gaston.
I am crazy about you, and I feel so strongly about you. And I genuinely want to marry you. And I don't want anything in the world right now, except you. I could care less about anything. Nothing matters to me right now, except you.
Ooh. Now look, what'd you do? I know I got issues, a lot of them some way say. I'm not always great with the fellas, I have no spouse. But Hannah, let me be your therapist, because wow, you finally got him out. You remove the toxic nastiness from the house and you just let him weasel his way back in because he said a couple nice things. As my good friend Tyra Banks once said, we were all rooting for you. So after the one-on-one, Luke P. returns to share the deets with the guys. So the way one-on-ones work, if you don't get a rose at the end of it, you're supposed to go home.
Yeah.
But what she says is, I can't give you this rose, but I want to keep you here and I want to see if this will work. And you'll
Wait. She
probation?
Said leave, respect my wishes,
and then he comes back.
And she so she changed the rules?
She changed the rules. So she wants him to stay for the rose ceremony, right?
I don't even.
Before the rose ceremony unfolds, the guys are arguing like a bunch of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after too much rosé. And Hannah has had enough.
None of you know anything about me and what makes me and things that I've gone through. And so, like, I don't feel comfortable in any of this because nobody's even asked. Because all we do is talk about stupid. I don't want to talk to anybody. Because at this point, like, I'm just, like, really defeated.
So the only thing
I'm so confused right now.
Only thing I need you guys to know about the rose ceremony is Luke P. gets the last rose. And my dad, good old Tom Dell. Yeah, nice man. He goes, I kind of like him. So now I need a new dad. So anyone that just wants to call, I am available. Our Alabama princess is questioning everything. Can she continue with this journey? Will she be able to find love? And you know when Chris Harrison busts in like the Kool-Aid man, something's wrong. They stop the entire episode for a recap. A recap of things that legitimately happened 2 weeks ago. I'm not exaggerating. So Hannah and Chris Harrison sit down like they're on Oprah and they dive in to what has happened so far. Again, it's only been 6 weeks. I think we all remember. So I'm used to, you know, wasting 2 hours of my life every week. I've lost so many brain cells. But this takes to a whole other level. You know what I could have done with these at 2 hours? Gone to the gym, ate an entire Thanksgiving dinner, solved world's problems. But alas, here I am. So what's on deck for the rest of the season?
What, Annie?
Luke P, he shames Hannah for quote-unquote sleeping around. So I need y'all to get ready for the hoops to come out in my mean head-body-head combo. The world is not ready.
Oh, Annie, I think that was the best one you've ever done.
That was amazing.
I can't wait for next week. I'm so excited and I'm scared at the same time.
I can't wait for the offshoot, the Hyenas
Soup
of the Hills.
Market Joe, Annie's Obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
The Hyenas of the Hills.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.